Hello, and welcome to Brothers Less Grimm. I am Mark, and with me is Jeff.
Hello.
And if you like arts and crafts, you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. We do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know what those are, you can check out our episode zero. This episode, friendships are strained as three heroes need to get to a wedding on time. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy Lawrence Rising.
All right, Mark. We're doing a road trip story, okay?
Love it.
We're doing a road trip story with, I'm going to say that there's a talking goat and then a troll. Okay, and they are driving across their kingdom in... They can be in like an old-fashioned carriage style of thing. But they're going across the kingdom. How about they're going to a wedding?
So, all right.
Yeah. And Goat is really excited. Really excited. The other one, I think, was a troll, did I say? Troll is being dragged along and is less excited about this whole thing. Over to you.
Goat's just, like, driving the carriage, going as fast as that carriage can go, which is pretty fast, because, like all carriages in this kingdom, it's being pulled by two unicorns.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And each unicorn is, like... 250 horsepower. So, like, that's a 500 horsepower carriage they got going on. And the goat's driving it and is just like, I am so excited for this wedding. Bah. And the troll's just like, less so. I feel dragged into this wedding.
Like I've been maybe dragged along, and that is my perspective on the matter.
And the goat's just like, why would you feel dragged around long? I thought you liked,
The couple.
The couple. So what just happened in my head, Jeff, is yeah, I thought detail. Of all of the names that I've already thought of and used.
Okay.
And I was just
what
like,
are those names? Nope, what, Monica, maybe?
Yeah, Monica was in there. Julie,
maybe,
I think,
like
was in
Mike
there.
Or Bobby. Bobby, I think, is probably one. Julie? Julia?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like, I thought you
just
liked
make
Brittany.
Sounds. Oh, okay. Brittany?
Brittany and Barty. And she's like, I don't know. Like, last time I was hanging out with Brittany, like, she called me a troll. And
but you are a troll.
I mean, yeah, but she meant it in, like, a negative way, you know? And the guy's just like, I don't know. And she's just like, yeah, like, it was just something in her tone of voice, you know?
Hmm.
You know, Brittany's an ogre. It's like, yeah? So? I'm just saying, like, ogres, they get a lot of flack, too. It's like, that doesn't mean that you can go be mean to trolls. It's just like, I'm just saying, maybe there was a misunderstanding here. And he whips the, like, the reins a little bit, and the unicorns accelerate. And the troll's just like, why are you so excited anyway? And the goat's just like, I love weddings. I mean, there are going to be other goats there, and I don't know. It's just going to be, like, a good time. I like dancing. And who knows, maybe there'll be some cute little goats, and maybe, you know, that one goat girl from college might be there. I'm going to pass it to you there.
So excited to see the goat girl from college. Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah.
I'm just going to go up there and say hey there. there's hay over there. Do you want to go have some hay together or something? I don't know. I'm just...
And then she'll be like, oh my God, I love hay.
I don't want to get tongue-tied, but I'm really excited for this wedding. And then the human in the back seat who's been there the whole time, he was taking a nap earlier. And now he sits upright and is like, we made any progress, fellas? How we doing? And also, don't forget, I still need a tux, so we got to stop somewhere along the way. I think there were a couple tux shops we were looking at on the map. Hopefully are still open. They're open when we pass by them. And the troll's like, yeah, we're fine. We're fine, Lawrence. Don't worry about your tux. We'll get you taken care of. But I'm feeling kind of hungry right now. I'm getting a little. Why don't we pull over and like. Let's get something to eat. Goat's like, no man, we gotta keep going. We gotta make good time. Like I want to get there early, because you know there's like a pre-wedding little get together party. And maybe Goat Girl's gonna be there. Over to you.
And as they're going down the roads of the kingdom, there's just a little bumpity bump, and the troll's just like, "What was that? What was that?" And the guy's like, "I don't know. There's something in the road." And he's like, "We gotta pull over." He's like, "What? No, we gotta get there early. I just said." And it's like, Goat, who I don't think we've named yet, you might have hit something. And the guy's just like, all right, fine. And they pull over and they walk back and they find a jackalope that they hit. And they're looking down and the troll is just like, guys, we got to take this thing to the vet. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's just a jackalope. It's not like a rabbit. It's not like we hit a rabbit. We just hit a jackalope. They're completely different. They're dumb animals, you know? And it's just like, still, we got to take it to a vet. It's a living creature and it's dying. We gotta take care of it. And the goat's just like, ah. And he looks at the troll who's holding the jackalope in its massive hands and looks at Lawrence, who's, you know, like he's a little concerned for the jackalope too. And he's like, if we miss the pre-wedding party, I'm going to be so mad. And the troll's just like, don't worry. I'm sure Goat Girl's going to be at the post-wedding party, the reception. Not the reception. Yeah, the reception. and so they get in and they take the first turn off on the roads into the nearest town. And they find the vet, and they take the jackalope inside and pass it to you.
And the vet's drunk, as usual. That's just kind of his MO. And he's just like, what do you got here? You got a rabbit for me? They're like, no, it's a jackalope. We think it might still be alive.
We take a rabbit to the doctor.
Yeah, well, I was just checking to make sure that you didn't bring a rabbit, because rabbits go to the doctor. So, jackalope, all right. You want me to put it down?
I think it's just like, if that's what you think is best. And Charles's like, no!
Because I can put it down for, like, 20,000 silver. If that's what you want.
Is that a good deal or is that a bad deal?
That is a great deal.
That's a
10% markup, which isn't bad.
The goat's like, that's a pretty good deal. Also, wait. Why can't we just like take it back and run it over again?
No, that wouldn't be humane. You can't do that. I'd call the police on you.
It's not human.
Nah, man. But don't do that. You gotta pay me to kill it.
Is there anything else you can do, says the troll?
Well, I could try to save it. That would be the other option. A lot of people don't really try to save roadkill, though. So I don't know what you guys want to do. That would also cost 20,000 silver. It's just, it's all the same to me, you know? whatever you guys want to do.
They huddle together. And the guy's just like, I say we just kill it and get out of here. And the troll's like, no, we gotta save it.
I think it's cute. And I feel like you guys don't listen to me enough, so just because I'm a human. And yeah, you guys are cooler species than me. But I think it's cute. I want it. I want to see what I'm going to put my silver down. This is on Lawrence here, okay? This is on me. So Lawrence pays the drunk vet to try to save the jackalope. Over to you.
And he's just like, all right. And takes it to the other room. And they just hear, like, a little banging of, like, the panels for a defibrillator. Go, like, slapping towards each other, and then that's just like clear. And it works. The rabbit's the jackalope's alive.
Hooray.
And he brings it out, and he's just like, all right, that would be one treasure, please. And he's just like, one treasure? It's like, yeah, however much silver I said earlier, I'm gonna spend it tonight, probably. You guys like drinking? And the goat's like, this vet's actually kind of awesome. And the other two are like, I guess so. And it's just like, listen, let's get drinks. We'll bring the shackle up. Look at him. He's hopping around. He's so happy to be alive. Oh, he is kind of cute. Scratching behind your ears. This is why I do what I do. I love animals, and I love getting shit-faced every morning and maintaining that throughout the day. I'm just a simple man. And he pulls out a flask and takes a swig and extends it out to the goat, who's very excited, and he takes a swig too. And the troll is just like, okay. And like, because the troll's giant, when he takes a tiny swig to him, he finishes the flask, and then he hands the empty flask to Lawrence. And Lawrence is just like, okay. And the three of them are
I feel like I'm not part of the group. Like, I wasn't introduced at the same time as everybody else in this story. I just feel like I'm a second-tier character in this story, and I don't want to be second-tier.
Hey, man, says the vet, you're not second-tier. Like, you got a name. I don't think these two have names, so...
That's true.
There we go. He takes the flask, and he tries to take another drink, and it's empty, and he's just like, you guys finished my whiskey. I feel like I should charge you for that. And the goat's just like, you offered. And it's just like, no, I want more treasure. And they're just like, let's get out of here. And they all run out with the jackalope, and the vet's chasing them. And it's like, I swear, if you guys don't pay for that, I'm going to send the cops after you. And they get into the car and drive away, the carriage, and drive away, and I pass it to you.
So the vet's rallying up a posse. He's going around his town, mostly the bars, and he's like, hey, these guys came in here, they had me save this jackalope, and then they didn't give me a treasure.
Or they didn't give you anything?
Maybe, I forget. I know they drank my whiskey, so...
Oh, we hate that. We love whiskey, and we hate the idea of people stealing it.
Yeah, these are some wicked souls we got here, okay? And they are just driving that direction. And I think we need to bring them to justice. Okay. So who's ready to chase them?
Hank? Ah! I love a good chase. I love chasing, love being chased. I'm in.
Hey, Roberto the troll. We're back to the carriage now. I've cut ahead. Is there someone behind us?
Why would anyone be behind us?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like we kind of left things in a bad place with that vet. So I think he might be one of my top choices for, like, recent enemies that we've made, you know?
All right, I'll look behind. Yeah, it looks like we're being followed.
They're being chased. Okay, well, Mr. Goat, whatever your name is going to be, can we go faster? And the goat's like, on it. And they start pushing the unicorns to run faster. And you know what they do, Mark? They run right past one of those tailors. So Lawrence is like, oh, no, that's the one I wanted to go to. What am I... That's unfortunate that we're being chased right as we pass the tuxedo shop. Over to you.
Don't worry, there's one in the same town as the wedding. And it's like, Tux City? It's just not the same. I feel like they're too corporate. That guy back there, he's a true tailor, you know? He's mastered the art. I'm pretty sure that he comes from a long line of tailors. And it's like, Tux City will be fine, says the goat. Like, we'll get there. Besides, we still got that vet on our tail. Like, priorities, man. And the Lawrence is, like, scratching right behind the ears of the jackalope, who's having a great time and is purring. Why not?
Yeah, jackalope's purring.
And it's just like, I think your priorities are messed up. You wanted to kill this little guy. And the troll looks back. He's like, he is cute, Lawrence. And like, thanks, Roberto. And they keep going, and they're just unable to shake the vet and his posse. And eventually, like, the unicorns are getting tired. Like, the little dial that says whether or not the unicorns have any energy in their system before they need, like, a snack.
The grass gauge.
It's almost at hungry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It goes from full to hungry. And so they're going to have to pull over and give these unicorns some grass. Otherwise, they're just going to stop in the middle of the road, and they can't have that. And I'm going to pass it to you there.
So they... If they can't outrun the posse, then the new strategy needs to be we need to outmaneuver them. So Goat swerves onto a side street. Goat's name's going to be... Crease. Yeah.
Crease?
Yeah. With a K, by the way.
Okay.
Crease with a K. So, Crease, he veers off onto this side road, and he's going through trees. And the posse, of course, follows, because they see that turn. But then Crease makes a couple extra turns, and he's losing track of where he is. But the posse, you know... is, I'd say, on this maybe rougher terrain, they've lost a couple horses, the posse. So there's like some stragglers now. So their forces are dwindling. But there's still a couple that are hot on their tail. And eventually, the unicorns, they're going to run out of energy. Here, out in the middle of nowhere. And now there's the drunk vet. Who was riding his horse backwards. He was facing the wrong direction, but he's got a great horse. So the horse was able to follow. And then his buddy, the bartender of the town, So those two, they hop off their horses, and bartender's got a club. When the vet hops off his horse, he falls to the ground, but then he jumps right back up, stumbles a bit, and yells, like, "Hey, you drank my whiskey. So now I want something from you. Because, and I don't want it to be the jackalope. So, could we come to some kind of reasonable agreement? Over to you."
And he was like, "Well, what do you want?" And I was just like, I want all the alcohol you got. And
we don't have any alcohol on us.
What are you talking about? You're driving. Of course you got to have some alcohol. Else would you drive?
Well, then we would be drunk. We're not exactly like you. We don't.
Okay, fine. What do you have?
We have. Go ahead.
And the goat's just like, I mean, let's see. I got a button. A little bit of money. Actually, I think it'd make more sense if the troll was saying that. And Roberto. Lawrence is just like, Roberto, yeah, was saying that. And eventually, Kreese is just like, "I got some of this." And he opens up the glove compartment and holds up a little bag of weed. And he's like, "Will this do?" And he throws it at the vet. And he's just like, "Now we're talking." And he's like, "Yeah, this will do." And he gets back on his horse and starts riding away. And the bartender is just like, "Oh, that actually went really, really smoothly. I feel awkward holding this club now in a menacing way. I guess it was nice meeting you guys.
Yeah,
know if
great,
you're ever in
great
town.
Meeting you. Maybe we'll see you on the way back."
Yeah, I got a bar in town.
What's it called?
The Thirsty Mink. Yeah, come on by.
I don't remember first, that.
It's a little bit further into town. It's a little bit off the beaten path.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, come on down, and you know, I'll take good care of you, boys.
Does that mean anyway, you're going to give us free drinks?
I'll give you one free round.
Can it be like a really big, like a round of pitchers?
No.
That's cool. That's fine. That's reasonable. That you're giving us anything for free is probably more than enough. And
so,
we should be happy with that.
Yep. So you boys have fun figuring out your lives. I'm gonna go back home. And then he gets on a horse and starts riding away. And they're just like, "Hey, wait, can you get us some grass?" And they he's gone. And three of them are now stuck in the woods. And Kreese is very upset. Because he's just like, "Man, I needed that to stay calm when I was talking to Goat Girl." And I'm going to pass it to you.
Yeah, now how are unicorns going to go? You give the grass away. I mean, that probably...
It's not the grass that the unicorns ran on.
Not typically. Yeah. It would have gotten us back to town, I think. But... probably not going to get us all the way to the wedding. All right. Well, I think what needs to happen is we got to walk into town, two of us, and we got to bring back grass, or at least, and maybe we could find someone to drive out with grass. We could hire somebody, but someone needs to stay here with the unicorns. And I think it's gotta be Lawrence. Sorry, buddy.
I feel like you guys just don't want to like, walk through the woods with me.
I think it's got to be you.
You know what, fine. I don't even want to go. How about that?
Yeah, that's like great. Think of it that way.
I like the unicorns
so
more
you
than
stay
you guys
here,
at this point.
With your jackalope. And we're going to go into town. All right.
I named him
Kreese and Roberto leave. And it's a bit of a walk back to town. They walk by the vet who's passed out. Well, actually he was just smoking. Well, he can still pass out from that. He's smoked a lot and he's passed out. And you know what? His horse is high too, because he likes to share. You know?
Yeah, he does. And then accusing the horse of stealing it.
Horse is stealing it?
He stole my weed.
Yeah, you were gonna get a posse to go after you.
Nay. Hey.
So they just kind of walk by that whole situation, not really interested in hanging out with that. And then they go into town, and wouldn't you know it, the first place they see is a Pegasus shop. You know what's special about Pegasus? They're kind of like unicorns, but they can fly. You know?
And they don't have horns.
Yeah, I said kind of like them.
Yeah.
They're not exactly like unicorns. They're not winged unicorns.
I know. It's a shame.
It would be great if they had horns. They'd be...
A peggy corn?
So Roberto's interested in that. So he goes into the shop and he's like, hey, have you ever seen a Pegasus with a horn, like a unicorn?
Those are children's stories.
So you've never seen one?
I have in children's books.
But like in real life, they exist?
In real life books, they exist.
So like you could reach out and touch one in the world?
You can touch one of the photos of the, like, one of the drawings in the books.
And it would move?
If you, like, were to, you know, move the page back and forth real quick and squint it, I guess it would look like it.
Chris is growing impatient. Because he's feeling like they're running out of time. And so he asks, hey, you know what? We're kind of in a hurry here. How much would it cost to buy a Pegasus? Over to you.
That would be one gold coin.
That is a reasonable price.
It's an unreasonable price.
It's an unreasonable price. I guess gold is very expensive.
Uh-huh. It's way more silver than the 20... What was it, 20,000?
20,000 silver is what it would cost to kill a jackalope, yeah.
Yeah. So one gold coin in this is 200 million.
Do they have any, like, in-between... coins? Aluminum? No. Or something?
No. And it's like...
planned out economic system.
And you're just like, literally just like, we don't have that much money. And he's just like, I guess you won't get a Pegasus then. And the goat looks around the corner, like looks in the back, and just sees some Pegasus's,
Oh, that one has a horn. Oh, no, that was his ear.
Yep. And he's just like, well, how much for a unicorn? And I was like, unicorn, that's easy. That's like 50,000 gold, silver.
Gold, silver?
Gold, silver. No.
50,000
silver. 50,000
silver.
And the troll is just like, I mean, it's steep, but we can afford it. And the goat's just like, nah, Kreese isn't about that life. He's gonna go. He's like, excuse us, and he leaves. And he's looking at the back, and he's just like, I think we should steal a Pegasus. And Roberto's just like, no, we should not steal a Pegasus. And Kreese is just like, we should steal a Pegasus.
We should actually steal two. One for you and one for me.
And I'm going to pass it to you.
So I don't think we should steal any. I think that would be wrong. I think, and also, like, what about our unicorns? You know, we can't just leave them there. And Kreese is like, you know what? I'm stealing a unicorn. Are you in or are you out? Roberto's just like, well, I'm still kind of wanting to talk about it. I'm not quite ready to say, like, hey, there's an ultimatum. So can we please just go and try to find some grass and just get back to the unicorns? Kreese is just, Kreese shakes his head and he goes and he tiptoes over to the Pegasus, the closest one. He like slips through the fence, you know, kind of below one of the wooden posts and above one of them, you know, that kind of slip through. It's and then there's like a metal cage over it because they could fly away if you're not careful. But you know, just like a wooden fence mostly keeps them in place. So he slips through that, and then he goes in and he gets some reins, and he starts loading up this Pegasus, and he's looking for the way out, and then he gets tackled by the guy who owns the Pegasus shop, and he gets thrown in jail pretty shortly thereafter, and Roberto ends up just getting some grass, going back to Lawrence, and when he shows up over there without Kreese, Lawrence is like, "What's going on?" Bert is like, "He tried to steal a Pegasus, now he's in jail, so we gotta go, we gotta get him." Over to you.
And they feed some of the grass to the unicorns, and they ride into town, and they're looking for the jail, and they find it, and Kreese is in there, and he's just like, "Hey guys, you here to bail me out?" And he's just like, "You tried to steal a Pegasus, Kreese?" And he's just like, "Don't, come on. Come on, I was trying to get to town fast enough that you could get your tux, man. Like, we've already fallen so far behind."
He was only going to steal two. I think he was forgetting about you.
No, I was not forgetting about Kreese, about Lawrence. I love him and his fun little horned rabbit. And it's just like, I don't know if you do, guys. Like, and Roberto's just like, "Guys?" And it's just like, "Yeah, I mean, you're not as bad as him, but, like, sometimes when I look in the mirror and think about my friends, I wonder if I am, like, doing the right thing and hanging around you guys. You guys are kind of mean to me." And Roberto's just like, "I mean, come on, man. Like, calm down. Like, we've had a stressful day. We were chased by a vet. He was arrested for trying to steal a Pegasus. Let's just bail him out, get to the wedding, have a good time, get your tux, and then, like, come on, well, you think we're bad friends?"
I feel like the only reason I was invited along is because I owned the unicorns in the carriage.
No. We like you for so many more reasons than you own the carriage.
Really?
Yeah, you're, like, my favorite.
Like, what specifically do you like about me?
I like your you got like a fun human vibe. Like, admittedly, like, humans, they're not the most fun species, but you're a fun human.
That was a vague answer to ask for something specific.
I can totally be specific about the things I like about you.
I really want you did say something specific, because I'm starting to feel like you guys really aren't my friends.
You got a great carriage. You really take good care of it. And you're always so generous with giving us rides.
This, you know what I like about you guys?
What?
Kreese, I like how you're a go-getter. You don't shy away from challenges, even if it gets you into trouble sometimes. Roberto, I don't really know you all that well. But in our limited time here, I think you have a really great sense of humor, and you seem well-read. I like you guys. I like you guys a lot.
And we like you. Just bail me out, man. You're the best. You're gold star to you and your friendship. I'm gonna pass it to you.
I don't think I can go to this wedding with you guys.
Because the tux, like, we'll get you your tux, man.
I'm sorry. I really hope you get there. As a last little token of good faith, I might bail you out. How much is it to bail you out?
20,000 silver pieces. Same as putting down a track quilt.
It's remarkable how consistently priced everything is out here. They just know how much things cost. It's 20,000 silver. I feel like that's a sign that I should bail you out. I'll put in the order. I'll go and talk to the guy and give the money. But as soon as I do that, I think I'm just going to head out. I don't think I'm going to stick around for you to actually come back out and get your belongings, which I think is just a button. So they would have put that in like a locker somewhere away from you. Something like that. So, yeah, Lawrence, realizing that these two have been taking advantage of him and not really been his friends, he does bail Kreese out, but he takes his unicorns and he starts heading back the way they came. Over to you.
Should we look at endings?
Yes. You think? Yes. All right, where are you at?
I don't love either of them. One I could make work.
I have one that piques my interest, I guess.
Okay. So they bail Kreese out, Lawrence does, and he's true to his word. He takes his unicorn carriage and he starts heading back. And Kreese and Roberto are just sitting on the stairs outside of the jail and are just like, how are we going to get to the wedding now? And Roberto's just like, I guess we could try hitchhiking. And Kreese is just like, I guess we got no better option. I mean, if only I could have thought of something specific about what I liked about Lawrence, you know?
I just don't like him.
I mean, me either, really. He's got a great carriage, though.
Maybe we should like him, but I don't know.
He just seems too needy at times. And he's got his jackalope friend now. I did like that jackalope, says Roberto. It's like, I know you did. And I like that weed that I left and then had to give away to fix his problem. It's like, well, I was the one that drank all of the vet's whiskey. He's like, that was you, man? And he kind of slaps Roberto's, like, hand with the back of his hand, arm with the back of his hand, kind of playfully. Just like, man, you were always crazy. That's what I like about you. And they giggle, and then they start hitchhiking towards the direction of the wedding. And Lawrence is continuing back the way he came. He passes the place that he wanted to get his tux and is like, I don't need it now, and keeps going and goes to the town that the vet was at and is just like, oh, I should check out the thirsty mink on my way, and I'll pass it to you there.
obviously he goes into the Thirsty Mink, and he meets up with all the posse members.
Lawrence,
hey guys, how are you doing?
So good, man. You need a drink?
I really need a drink. Yeah, I've just had a wild few days. You ever, like, have friends that you realize aren't really your friends? Like, halfway through a road trip?
And a lot of them can relate. One of them has had that exact situation.
I really like you guys. I don't know. I just like liking people of all species, really. So it's nice that to kind of, I don't know, I just, for the first time in a while, I just kind of feel like I fit in here, you know? So could I, I'll get that drink. And the bartender gives him a pitcher of whatever he wants, which happens to be hard cider. Florence is a hard cider guy.
So. And the bartender kind of stops at that. He's like, hard cider. And Lawrence is like, yeah, I like it. And the bartender's like, I do too. Let me get that pitcher.
Do you have like a special kind that you make yourself?
Nah.
Oh, okay. I just, since you liked it, I thought maybe you were dabbling in it yourself.
Nope. I just like it.
Okay, I mean, that's cool that you just, you know that other people make it good and you don't need to make it yourself. You just...
Mm-mm. I just serve it, you know?
This conversation might sound kind of awkward, but I'm actually really enjoying it. I feel like you might be enjoying it too. I don't know.
I'm having a great time.
I know you're like, you're going to get the apple cider, but I feel like really what's happening here is we're becoming friends.
I think so.
I might move here.
It'd be good to see you around, man.
I'm going to think about it. Okay.
Don't think. Just go for it, man. I got a spare bedroom. I need a roommate.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take you up on that.
I think you should.
All right, you could get me that picture. I have some more friends I want to talk to. New friends that I'm going to make. Man, do you guys do posses a lot? Do you chase people? Because I kind of want to get in on that. I feel like my unicorns did pretty well, you know? So without, a carriage and a troll, I think we might be able to go get somebody.
We don't organize posses that often around here. Maybe just, like, once every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah, so not that often. We're not, like, doing posses every day.
So, like, what, like, day after tomorrow, you think?
I won't be surprised if, you know, someone came in here with a minor problem and is just like, I need a posse.
You think so? Let me know if that happens, because I kind of want to get in on that.
Everyone here is friends, and we love a good posse. If you ever need a posse for any reason, we need very little convincing in this bar.
Oh, man, I feel like this has been my home all along. You know, like, I was supposed to be here, you know? Like, I'm returning to, like, my long-lost home or something, you know? Over to you.
So, the troll and the goat have been picked up by a hitchhiker, someone who picks up hitchhikers. And they're in this tiny little cart as opposed to a carriage, and it's being pulled by a donkey with a horn. A unidonkey.
Pointy ass.
Mm-hmm. A pointy ass. And there's kind of like a rambling guy who's driving it. He's pretty fat and he's talking about all the things in his life that are terrible and is complaining the whole time. It's just like, and another thing, and this and that. And he's just like, all my money got taken up in a pyramid scheme. And another thing. Oh, yeah,
that's terrible.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's just like, all I can afford is this pointy ass. I can't even get a true unicorn. Right,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bad. Bad. Bad, all right.
Yep. And, very short, but I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay. That's totally fine. Obviously, these guys aren't into the conversation. That's kind of what I was going for there. They're just like autopiloting through this guy's ranting. And Roberto leans over to Kreese and he says, I think I like Lawrence a lot more now. I kind of want to go back and apologize to him about how we treated him. And Kreese,
I mean,
ain't about that.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to be late to the wedding if we do that. We're already going to miss the party.
Who cares about the wedding? I don't. I never wanted to go in the first place.
But, Goat Girl.
That's your thing, man. But, like, I don't know. I mean, if you want to keep going for the chance of seeing Goat Girl, who's probably married by now anyway. Like, how long has it been? Probably. Like, you're going to go there. You're going to be like, oh, hey, Goat Girl. And then she's going to be like, oh, hey, good to see you. Here's my husband. Like, he's a doctor. He fixes rabbits. And it's going to be heartbreaking. And it's going to be even more heartbreaking because you know that this moment you said, hey, I'm going to choose that over going back and making things right with someone who hasn't been our friend, but who should have been our friend. Lawrence is the person I'm talking about, in case that wasn't clear.
I knew you were talking about him.
Did you?
I forgot who we were talking about.
No, man. So I'm still going to be friends with you. I don't have a problem with you, but like, whatever you do, either way, if you go forward, you come back with me, we're still good. But I'm going to let you know, I'm going to try to be hanging out with Lawrence a lot more than we used to. You know how he would always try to get us together and have, like, arts and crafts nights, and how we would be like, nah, I'm busy, man, I got work. And then we would get together and drink and talk about how lame he is.
Yeah, man, it was a tradition in our group of friends.
It was fun, yes. I'm not going to say it wasn't fun, but I'm going to say that it was mean also, and that we should have at least tried to go. So I'm going to try to go to arts and crafts night. So Roberto, he hops off the wagon, the cart, really. and he doesn't have to, like, worry too much about rolling, you know, when he hits his feet hit the ground. It's not like jumping out of a car or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was not moving very quickly. He just basically steps out, and then he starts walking back the other way. Over to you.
And he starts, he goes, and actually I'm going to cut that back to Lawrence with all the others he's talking about.
I'm fine with just doing Lawrence scenes, of course. But
and he's just like, and then he's like telling people, and he's surrounded by everyone at the bar who are so engaged with what's happened, like his story. And
you're not a second tier character.
And he's just like, listen, like, they didn't want to go to your arts and crafts nights? That sounds, I mean, come on, that's a great time. And he's like, yeah, I know, right? And one of them's just like, listen, 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 listen.
I am.
I don't think it's fair for you to skip out on this lovely time of your friend's wedding because you had some terrible friends trick you into a road trip. I think we get the posse together, right? And we go to the wedding, have a good time. Make sure that it's the best damn wedding there ever has been in these parts, you know? And Lawrence is just like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know the folks that are getting married too well, personally. And it's just like, I mean, like, it's going to be, like, weddings are good. Like, you should go. And, he's just like, I don't know. It's just like, come on, man. You said you wanted to have a posse. Just think about this. Like, we will all be there to have your back. You know, you're not going to have someone else's back. Like, we're going to make this wedding about the couple that's getting married first and then you. And that's the way it should be. You know, you're not third tier. You're not second tier, but you're important to us. But we don't want to ruin their day, you know? It's a fine balance we're aiming for here. And it's just like, it's a pretty good balance to aim for. And it's like, so you in? And it's like, ah, fine. And the posse all cheers. It's like, let's go! And they start to head towards the wedding. And he's just like, I just got to make one stop first. I got to get a tux. And they're just like, I think we all do. And I'm going to pass it to you there.
Tux strapping. I don't think there's really any way I can do justice to how amazing that would be. Like, Lawrence and his posse, basically biker gang posse, they go tux strapping together. It's adorable. It's wholesome. It's everything you'd want it to be. They talk about arts and crafts. And they wear a couple of silly suits, silly tuxes. They go for kind of bold color schemes. But then they ultimately decide, hey, it's not about us. Let's just go with something classy and simple. So they all get matching tuxes. And then they just start riding along in their tuxes. Because they know that they don't have time to change. They're going to be cutting it close. They're going to be arriving at the wedding just like as it's starting, basically. And that's if they can, their horses hold. So they all get going super fast. The vet, he's on it today. He's not drinking. He doesn't need to drink. He just likes to drink. So today he's riding his horse front ways. He's looking ahead. And he's a pretty strong rider. And you know who they pass, Mark?
Roberto.
Roberto. Do you want to do this scene?
Okay, yeah. So Roberto is just like, sees the unicorn carriage that he recognizes in the front, and then just a procession of people in tuxes in various carriages. And he's just like, They all stop, and Lawrence is just like, hey, Roberto, what's going on? And he's just like, I felt bad about what had happened, so I was going to find you and apologize and tell you that I want to go to your next craft night. And
really?
You know, that, yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like, you were right. I think Chris and I have been bad friends to you, Lawrence.
Is there anything and specifically that you like about me or the idea of doing a crafts night with me?
I've come to realize that you're one of the nicest people I've ever met, Lawrence. And more people should be gravitated to that than our circle of friends really allowed.
What are your thoughts on hard cider?
It's not for me.
That's good. It's nice that you're being honest with me. You're not just...
Yeah, yeah. So what are you doing, man? With all of these people?
We're going to the wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, I don't
kind of talked me into it.
I mean, I didn't really want to go in the first place, but
Well, how about instead of going to a wedding where you don't care about the people all that much, why don't you just come to a party with me?
I think I'd like that. Hop aboard, and Roberto gets on in the carriage, and they continue on their way, and they keep going, and they're making pretty good time. So, you know,
you say that they're faster than a pointy ass?
I would say that they're much faster than a pointy ass. So eventually, they come up on a carriage that's moving, or a cart that's moving quite slowly in the road. I'm gonna pass it to you there.
And it's tense because the bikers heard about this guy, Kreese, and they have a negative opinion of him. But Roberto vouches for him. And Lawrence vouches for Roberto. At least pending a good arts and crafts night.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the transitive property, Lawrence says, you know what? We've had our differences. I want to be friends. If you want to be friends, that's kind of up to you. But for now, let's just go get drunk. So they go get drunk, Mark. And I feel like now is probably a good time to end it.
Okay.
Right? You good?
Yeah, anything totally. Okay. Yeah.
So they go to the wedding. It is a grand time. So good. They're drinking anything and everything, really. And in fact, they kind of stumble upon this drink that was left on a windowsill. And they pick it up. It was, let's see. It's kind of like a special little potion. It's like a bluish liquid in there. And Kreese smells it and takes a sip. It's like, oh man, that's gross. I don't know about that. Roberto is like, well, let me try. He takes a sip as well. And eventually the groom comes over and it's like, hey guys, I work as an alchemist, so you probably shouldn't be messing with that. It's safe to drink, as long as you're not something else, you know. Like, it's a potion that transforms you back into human form, if that's what you are. And as he's saying that, the jackalope is lapping it up. He seems to really like it. And it all gets very tense for a moment, and they pull the jackalope away. It's like, wait. Is this jackalope going to change into a human? But it doesn't transform. Kreese does. Kreese admits that his dislike of Lawrence was because of his own dislike. He didn't like being a human. He didn't like growing up in the human world, and he wanted to go elsewhere, and he realizes that he never gave Lawrence a shot because of who he was, and now he's a human again. And he's just going to have to move forward accepting the wrongs that he's the wrong choices he's made in the past, and let's see where things go. So it was transformed back into human form.
Well, Jeff, do you have any thoughts on Lawrence and his rise?
I have some thoughts, yeah. So let's see. I think this story maybe takes a little while to like find its footing, but then like once it does, I love it so much. I love Lawrence.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it took a while for Lawrence to show up.
You mean literally, or?
Yeah, yeah. There was a little while where it was Kreese and Roberto. Yeah. And then Lawrence is introduced, and he becomes the protagonist of the story. And yeah, like once we find him, the story starts to come together.
Yeah. Yeah, it really like takes a massive turn when he realizes that his friends are not his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, you know what, I'm not going to the wedding.
And then he makes new friends. And they form a posse. I enjoyed that moment of him going to the Thirsty Mink and
the Thirsty Mink, you remember the name of the bar.
Yeah, and him finding, well, Jeff, one thing that I'm very proud of with the Thirsty Mink is how quickly I came up with a name.
Oh, it's not something I paid attention to.
Oh, when I heard it, I was just like, user was like, so, and what's the bar called? And I'm just like, the Thirsty Mink, obviously. And on the listen, I'm just like, why can't I do that with people's just names?
Why is everybody Monica?
Yeah, and this story in particular has a very long pause of me trying to come up with some names.
Oh yeah, in like the couple.
I thought you liked the, and then eventually just like the couple.
The couple. It's Brittany and what's
it's another
the guy's
B name?
Barty. Brittany and Barty.
Barty.
I write the names down.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and yeah, but I can come up with a bar name real quick.
A really good one. It's like a great, it's a great name for like a fantasy series or story bar.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Maybe I'll say that I don't know, just our storytelling in this particular story has like a loose, kind of reckless energy to it.
Like a road trip movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels a little different. There's like a casual, enjoyable slappiness to it that is more pronounced than it usually is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think that's fair.
What's that?
I think that's a fair observation, actually. I think it works with the tone of the story and what the story's about, and it being a road trip setting, which often has more chaotic elements happening.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely chaos, for sure. Mm-hmm. Pegasus stuff. Oh man, that scene where like one of the characters, like Roberto, is like wondering if like a Pegasus unicorn is real or something. Do you remember that moment?
Or they're real in books.
Yeah, or they, it just keeps going.
that gets me every time.
Yeah.
But like, I could touch one. It's like you could touch an illustration in a book.
Would it like move though?
If you move the book, we're just like rehashing that entire scene. But yeah, that kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and that's kind of throughout the story. There's just weird little chaotic moments like that. Yeah. Do you have closing thoughts on the story?
I'm just proud of Lawrence, you know.
For doing what? Or
sticking up for himself.
Oh yeah.
Finding new friends.
For sure.
Yeah. Like Lawrence grew as a person in the story.
Lawrence learned the power of self-respect.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen Scott Pilgrim. That's a bigger boost than the power of love.
I knew you would get the reference immediately.
Oh yeah, I love that movie.
Are you interested in hearing what's happening next time?
Oh yeah, I'd love to hear what's happening next time.
Next time, a group of people who are looking for Bigfoot find something even more amazing.
More amazing than Bigfoot?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited.
As you should be.
Well, I guess I'll just shut this story down so we can get on with the next one, then.
Shut it down.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.